It is 49 minutes after 7 o'clock. Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange. Joining me today, Just James. Good morning, James.
Thought you were about to call me Justin there for a second. Just James.
Justin James. No.
Just James. I get it every day. You, the last name Timberlake, I get it basically every day.
You get it every day, don't you?
Yeah.
Are you related?
Yes. They call me Justin, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, it's James. But are you related? That's always how it goes. And then I have to disappoint them, and I say, no, no relation.
Ah, James. Have you ever lied?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at you. What did you tell you, your brother?
No, I tell him, like, yeah, he's my distant cousin, my third cousin.
I love it.
Yeah, third cousin.
Yeah, he's the third cousin.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake.
I've lied about that. Definitely.
They believe you?
Oh, yeah. What are they going to do?
I know.
Yeah.
With the last name like Timberlake.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
How are they going to refute that? That was. I mainly did that when I was in like elementary school. I remember doing that. I haven't done it any sort of time recently, obviously, because
right.
I'm an adult.
Because you're an adult.
Yeah.
You don't lie about your name.
But yeah, when I was a kid, I would be like, yeah, you know, distant cousin. I know. He's a pretty cool guy.
Made you the hit of the group,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. They would always ask questions afterwards and have to make stuff up. I became a pretty good liar.
James, I love it. James, no, he's not related to Justin Timberlake, but
no,
he
really
was when he was younger.
Yeah, I was when I was younger.
When you were younger, you were related.
He just kind of drifted away from the family, you know. Don't see him as much anymore.
He's off doing other things.
Yeah, he's got other important things to do, I guess.
We never see him. I love it. Too funny. Yes, I'm sure you caught it as a youngster, and even today.
Still today, yeah.
Still today. Even recently?
Maybe? Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm telling you, it'll be, if I'm like having to give my full name or something like that at like the bank or any other place, they'll accidentally put down Justin, or they'll say, James Timberlake, that's your last name? Are you related to Justin? Or it's something like that. It's once a week, probably, give or take.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Still?
It's pretty common, which is, it's all right. It's nothing, you know?
Great conversation starter.
Exactly.
Right?
I just have to disappoint them, which is like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
No relation.
Now you're adults, you don't want to lie.
Yeah, exactly. I basically intro with that. James, last name Timberlake, no relation. That's basically how it goes.
I like it. There you go. Good one. James, no relation to Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
On the show this morning on this mid-July. Wow, it was a warm one yesterday at 103.
Everything feels
Why
cooler
did it
now.
Feel warmer yesterday than it did on Sunday?
Yeah. I think the wind held out quite a bit on Sunday. Because it was pretty blustery on Sunday.
It did hit 40 miles an hour yesterday. But
yeah.
I don't know if it was very sustained.
I think we've had a little humidity in the air too, which has not helped.
You are correct.
Yeah. It feels like the humidity weighs you down a little bit.
I never thought about that. I just looked at the humidity, and our humidity right now is 73%.
Yeah, the heat with the humidity
is... And
I
believe on Sunday, if I look back, it was much lower than
that.
So, yes, I never even thought about that. You're exactly right, because dry heat...
Yeah. Different than the wet heat.
Than the wet heat. So that's exactly why. I was just like, boy, yesterday just felt like it was much warmer than
109. Feels like you're walking around with a wet blanket on.
I know.
A wet, hot blanket.
Earlier this morning, let's see, I was looking back. When I got here, it was like 88% humidity.
Yeah. Mornings are usually more humid than the the evenings.
Right.
So.
That's exactly right. Never thought about that, and that is true. So humidity is up.
Yeah.
And that's
I was saying on Monday,
feel.
When I played softball, I was like, man, this is way worse
than
it was
softball on Monday.
It was so hot. It was so, we were all just like drenched.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we sat in the dugout that was basically pointed at the sun because it was evening.
Oh,
and it was
man,
awful. We
even
were like,
worse.
Man, we're getting hometowned here. We got the visitors' disadvantage in this game.
Does the home one in that particular area was
in the shade?
They're in the shade.
It's in a perfect spot. Yeah. Just under the shade of a tree. Don't have to. The sun's at your back. It's great. And then we got the bad dugout. You're literally dug in, and then the sun's pointed
the sun's
right at the dugout.
Blowing down
on
you.
It was awful. We were all just
how do they determine
covered
home
in sweat.
And home and no way?
It's basically whoever gets there first claims the dugout.
Oh, so you better tell
yeah,
your teammates.
We were
when's
slow.
Your next game?
Next one's Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
So you better get to the field a little early.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Well, Monday's supposed to be in bad 90.
If it's nice, it'll be, you know,
it'll be 90.
It's not that big of a deal, but
right.
I wish we would. I would have gotten there an hour earlier if I
You would have got there
known.
Way early.
Yeah.
claim your space.
Yeah.
We're claiming this now. Which, where is that field?
Sheridan College.
And Sheridan College.
Sheridan College,
okay.
Field, yeah.
All right. So for all those other players out there, go claim your...
Get there early.
Get there early and claim your dugout, especially like, you know, today is supposed to be 93.
Yeah.
Do they play games today?
Yeah. Yeah, they got men's league today. Yeah.
They got men's. And then I know they play tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Thursday. Yeah, I think they do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is the whole thing.
Okay, so they play every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
93 on Thursday and 97 Friday. So
they're
no
going
games
back
on
up.
Friday. 99 on Saturday.
Why is it always a weekend, man? Just if they hit this with a 99 in the middle of Wednesday, I'm okay with that.
You're okay?
Because I'm usually inside anyways.
Yes. All right. So looking at the Wyoming date book today, James, the year was 1894. Butch Cassidy and Al Hanyer are sent to the Wyoming State Penitentiary.
Is that the one that's in Powell?
In Rawlins.
Rawlins?
And for extortion.
Hmm.
They had been running a protection racket aimed at ranchers.
Hmm.
So, Butch
Give
Cassidy.
Give them a strong arm.
Butch Cassidy was at the Wyoming State Penitentiary. I knew that because many years ago I took a tour of the Wyoming State Penitentiary, the old one, and they talked about him being down there.
It's still there. It's not used anymore.
You can go on tours. Yeah, you can go on tours. If you have time.
Yeah.
Not that.
Yeah, I'll take a trip down to Rawlins.
Anytime I've been to Rawlins, it's usually stop, get fuel, and be on your way.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different town.
Yeah.
And I applaud the people that live there. You know, anywhere you live is a home, your home.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't matter, right?
There's people that live in way worse places than Rawlins and are like, I love it.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, usually it's a quick stop through and boom, you're gone. But if you are going to have a chance to go to the tours of the old Wyoming State Penitentiary, it's worth it. It really is. It's quite interesting.
Supposedly haunted, too, if I remember right.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Understandably.
What they say.
Yeah.
I remember they have the gas chamber, you know, in there. Yep. And I told you about this one time before. Maybe our listeners remember this. So when I took the tour of that, and we were doing a Moss Holders on the Move many years ago when we were doing Moss Holders on the Move, took a tour of, we broadcasted from there, and there were a lot of people, you know, I thought when I walk into the room where that chamber is, and you're going, man, the back of your neck just kind of stands
a weight
up.
To it.
Yeah, it's got a heavy, heavy weight.
Moss Holders on the Move from the state penitentiary, state penitentiary.
Yeah, we did.
Crazy.
We did. We broadcasted from there, and there was a lot of people was like, you know, and the guy goes, well, if you want to step in the chamber, and I was the only one, and I was not there very long. I stepped in it and was like, okay, nah. And I stepped back out, and it was very eerie. And everybody else was like, no.
It was a machine built for one purpose, and then you probably kind of feel that.
Yeah, you do. It's quite interesting. But the rest of the tour was good, but that was a little bit on the creepy side, I got to tell you. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I stepped in like, I'm stepping back out. Yeah, it is.
Imagine being at the Rawlins State Penitentiary back then with the temperatures we have now.
Oh.
Be awful.
Yeah.
Totally. Put me in the gas chamber, please. I can't take it anymore.
All right. On a brighter note, Linda Ronstadt, singer, 80 today. Bridget Nielsen, model, actress, singer. I know her more for the Rocky series. She was in Rocky. She's 63.
Okay.
1606, the painter Rembrandt was born in the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
Napoleon Bonaparte was captured on this date in 1815.
Yeah.
1870, Georgia is the last of the Confederate states to be readmitted to the Union after the Civil War.
Mm.
1916, Boeing Company, originally known as Pacific Aero Products, was founded in Seattle by William Boeing.
Better name than Pacific Aero Products.
Right. I had a cousin worked for, he spent his whole, basically right out of college until he retired, worked for Boeing.
Mm-hmm. I think they have
quite interesting.
They have like the biggest, I remember right, like the biggest indoor facility on planet Earth or something like that.
It's
I think it's just outside of Seattle.
It's massive.
Furbish a lot of those.
And then you see those trains go by here.
Yeah, we see them all the time.
Yeah, they're
basically weekly.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. So today, James, hot dog day.
Okay.
Didn't we just have that?
I was going to say, I thought
we just had. Maybe it was a different variation of it.
Probably.
And
July.
And tapioca pudding day.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't want to.
Is it pudding made of something that's
yeah,
not?
Yeah, it's got those little, pearls in them.
The tapioca
liquid.
Pearls.
Yeah.
That's what's at the end of, or that's what's at the bottom of like boba tea, right?
Yes, it is. Actually, it is. It's the same as what's in the bottom of the boba tea. It's only a little bit larger. So,
I've never had boba tea either, so.
I like that, actually. I've had boba tea with that with those pearls in it. I didn't think I'd like it, but I liked it.
There's a place here, Black Hat Boba, that does boba tea.
Yeah, there you go. Check it out.
Yeah.
But the tapioca pudding?
Not for you.
Not so much.
Fair enough.
All right. James, thanks for being on the show this morning, 8 o'clock. We have Fox News on the way next. You're listening to News Talk 930. KROE, Sheridan, Wyoming, source for news.